I'm probably breaking every safety code in the bicycle book, microphone in hand and camera dangling around my neck, as I prepare to trail behind Jessica Binder and her son. They're heading to school. Four-year-old Everett waits patiently. He's properly helmeted aboard his scooter.
It's called a scoot.
It's a scoot.
And I can ride a pedal bike down my alley, and all the way to school I can bike it.
Along the way, Mom and son notice birds darting by, tulips bursting into bloom. They even take time to observe a wild turkey. Everett stops at each corner and correctly answers the question. Her son safely delivered to school. Jessica Binder hops onto the Oak Leaf Trail and heads to work. Biking is central to her life, personally and professionally. Binder says she does 90% of her commuting on her two-wheeler, and she works for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Competing a bit with the wind, Binder reports that the movement is growing.
Past decade, bike commuting increased 250%.
Partially the economy, I would think.
Yeah, and that's really when the city started investing in bike infrastructure. That's pretty much when the first bike lane got painted. You know, we've had the Oak Leaf Trail for a little bit longer than that, but the city started focusing on it, and between the economy and people wanting to be more active and healthy.
Binder tells me more businesses are promoting biking among employees, and they're discovering they don't have to slip into spandex to enjoy a spin.
Oh, and bike slow, like we are doing right now. You don't have to get sweaty if you just give yourself a little more time.
We're going slow.
I mean, we're not like pouring sweat. People think when you bike, you're going to be dripping sweat. Like, you can ride in your suit if you just take a leisurely pace and relax.
Binder hopes the week-long focus opens more eyes.
For a lot of people, there are great routes out there, and we just need to help them access them and know about them and give them a try. Like, you and I right now, we're having this, you know, great traffic-free trip from River West to the lake. In downtown, it's beautiful.
More connections from streets to trails will soon open in Milwaukee, according to Dave Schlabowski. He's spokesman for the Bike Fed. One new link will be in the Menominee Valley.
The Hank Aaron State Trail has a new park system that's going to connect the west side of the valley with a bunch more connections down into that trail and to a new park that's going to be down there, and that'll be done later this summer. And then the Kinnickinnick River Bike Trail is being paved, and the bridge will be built later this summer. Milwaukee has a bunch of bike lanes that they're prepared to stripe. They have the money to stripe them, so there'll be a bunch more bike lanes on the street.
However, Schlabowski tells me funds for such projects could become scarce. He says if the proposed 2013-2015 state budget passes, nearly $13 million in federal funding for bike and pedestrian projects would be reallocated to highway work. Rather than fret about what might be lost, bicycle advocate Carolyn Weber keeps her eye on what she can accomplish, convincing more people to bike.
I believe that people can use a bike all year round to get where they need to, especially in an urban area. And for most people in America, it's like our commute is like 4 miles or less usually. So that's very easily, you can do it by bike. It's just a mindset you got to get over that. Can't do it. And sometimes it's just finding the right bike.
Weber got an early start.
I actually was the only kid in my high school who rode a bike to school, and I grew up in Gurnee, Illinois, which is very bike unfriendly.
The 30-year-old librarian breaks down the barriers into bite-sized pieces to make the experience less daunting, especially for women.
Statistically, there are less women than guys on bikes on the road. And so I work with women on mechanic skills, so they're more comfortable with their bicycles. And I also work with women on group rides, so that way to get more comfortable on the streets as well.
Weber's passion led to a professional leap. She and her partner moved into the Walker's Point neighborhood last month and opened a bicycle shop there. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
One sticky year rather than that.